All right. It is 7:09, and I'm calling to order the Thursday, May 27th, 2021 meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission to order. Calling the roll, Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Prestes.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Franek.
Here.
Chairman Franek, my apologies. And Commissioners Raina Ogden, Pritz, and Forehand are absent.
Okay.
We do have a
question. Is there any public testimony received, or is there anyone present in the community room for comment?
None. No one here in the community room, just me and Jan. And then no other comments received.
Okay. Having said that, then, let's close the public testimony. Approval of minutes for April 22nd. Are there any comments or changes?
None here.
None here.
No.
If none, do I hear a motion to approve?
I move to approve the meeting minutes of April 22nd, 2021.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? They are approved. Okay, discussion of additional ways to protect significant properties. I want to raise something and just give sort of a bit of a status on one of the things we talked about at the last meeting in terms of a welcome letter. My recollection is that the commission has sent several letters to owners of significant properties in the past. In an effort to be consistent, John, if you could send those to me so I could see what we've said in the past, that would be helpful, as well as generic contents for what is in the village welcome pack. So I kind of get a sense where we're going to try to put some of the stuff. That would be helpful.
I can do that.
Super.
Yeah, and I think that I think there's a couple options. I mean, obviously you can put a generic letter on the website too, but we also talked about doing something that was more direct mailing based. You know, again, I think maybe you'd pick a time period. New homeowners in the last year, you know, or something like that. But yes, I will absolutely send you some of the things that we have in the archives here.
Great. Jan, have you had an opportunity to talk to some of the Historical Society about any kind of membership benefit they could get for being a new resident?
No, I forgot.
Welcome to being human.
I will email Kurt. I'll get a hold of Kurt tomorrow.
Okay, super. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
No apologies necessary. Does anyone else have any further thoughts about the welcome letter and what its content should be, or anything with respect to protecting significant properties?
I have one thing that has nothing to do with welcoming people.
Sure. Does it, excuse me for interrupting, Carol, does it have any correlation to welcoming your friend there?
Looks like Carl.
Oh, this is the friend has to be on my lap.
Okay.
She's a permanent fixture.
There you go.
But no, she's not interested in buying a significant property. She's just a significant lap.
There you go.
I was driving by on the trip near Lake Street the other day, and I happened to notice a tall Spanish-style bungalow that was on the significant property list. And the people, this was several years ago, came with to remodel it, and the remodeling would change the whole visual of the property. And we said if they went ahead with it, we'd remove it from the significant property list, which we did right then and there. But they never did the work on it. So they're not a significant property anymore, but it remains the way it was when it was. And this may never happen again, but if it does, wondering if rather than removing it the day they came and we said, no, if you go and do this, we'll remove it from the significant. And we removed it right then and there. We not take any action until the work is done. And it's just something that, came into my mind because I've passed it many times, many, many, many times, hundreds of times since the property was removed. They've never done the work on it. I don't even know if the same people still live there.
Yeah, Carla, I'm curious if I could check into that address, if you could give it to me. The only ones that I know.
It's in the 500 block of Lathrop.
Is it Lathrop? It's Lathrop, right?
Yeah.
It's like
500
yeah.
block on the east side, so it'd be an odd number. It's like, well, there's a little park area there, and I think it's like the second or third house up, so.
Mm-hmm. Great. Let me take a look into it. The only properties that I know of, and I think I remember the one you were talking about, the only properties that I know of that have been, removed from the list are the demolitions. Other than that, it's kind of been the running policy that we would take into consideration any work done without a certificate of appropriateness when the survey was, redone, edited the next time a survey was completed. And so I definitely remember that conversation, and I'd have to look back at some of the minutes for some of the details, but I wonder if the commission said they would. I don't know that they actually
I remember taking a vote on it, and I think Lauren was still on the commission, and I remember she was the only one who voted against removing that.
Okay.
So
let me look into it. I'm just curious. Yeah. But to your point, yes. I mean, I certainly understand the desire to wait, and it doesn't hurt to wait. So I'll take a look.
Okay.
There's
certainly nothing,
Dave, I have two items, if I may.
Please.
One is I just wanted to update the Chairman Franek and I discussed this a bit, just to make everybody aware that there is a pending plan development application at Trinity High School, which is a significant property. And so you might be familiar with that application. You might not, but they're working to build a link, as they're calling it, walkway that goes between the gymnasium area and the main school. And it also includes like a vertical structure along the school there so that they can put in an elevator that'll provide access to all the school floors, which is not something they currently have. So just an update there, nothing near 20% of the facade of that building, any way you split it. It's a unique building that it has tons of facade visible from the street, basically the entire structure or darn near all of it. But just wanted to make everybody aware of that since it was a historic structure or is a historic structure. So, Dave and I discussed that I think the survey and all the survey discusses really addresses the sides of the property that are, is it Jackson? Sorry, I'm blanking. Jackson and Division that front those two streets. Mm-hmm. I might be off a whole block both ways. Anyways. The front of the building that kind of has that style to it, the back of the building where they will be doing these edits will be it's kind of the brick facade side of the building. So just wanted to kind of make everybody aware of that as I pull up a map to double check the streets that I have. Yeah. Yes. So the Lathrop and Division sides of it are kind of what the survey talks about. The link is going to be what's visible from the Jackson view of the building, that parking lot. So anyways, application for that plan development's online. Certainly anybody's welcome to look at their plans. Just want to make you guys aware. The second item is just, you know, I thought we could have a conversation, Jan, about the historic database and kind of what you brought up. Jan found a form on the website that, to be honest, I didn't even know was there to, you know, make modifications to the survey. I can tell you that that's not something that we've done in the 6 years that I've spent with you guys. So it's something that's new to me. Jan's holding up her form there, and I'll let you.
Screen share.
Yeah. I'll let you share in a minute of kind of what the change might be. But, you know, it's interesting because it's something that I started to kind of dig into to figure out how I even changed the database. I'm pretty confident that Jan's the only person that uses the database. but she certainly lets me know when it's broken or needs a patch. But I just... it's something that we should probably think about long term, because the database will just grow increasingly obsolete. What we want to do with that data, I've started to kind of brainstorm a couple ways that we could maybe visualize it a little bit better, but maybe just something to chew on for a little bit, because obviously it's not something that we're going to jump right into, but chew on for a little bit and think, you know, what do you guys think that might be useful? You know, that one's really built on searching. I've seen some that I think we could pull off that are more map based that might be interesting. But again, this is truly for the format now is truly for like search engine database for that information. Anyways, just to kind of thought out there on the fact that it's going to be increasingly difficult to keep that one alive, and on top of that, it's not getting used. So it's not that we're going to lose the data, but we're certainly not like gaining anything from it. It's on a super old Microsoft server, and it's just kind of hanging out. So anyways, just something we might think about renewing at some point down the road. But Jan, maybe if you want to share what the modification was that you were had in mind.
Sure. This had to do with our discovery of information about 527 Thatcher. And first of all, it's not on the significant property list. But we, so what I did was fill out the form, it's a survey modification form that's on the historic preservation web pages. And so I added the address of the property, which was on the survey, and the original address, but then the property owner's name, which they didn't know. So I added that, John W. and Hattie H. Broughton. The date of construction is 1891, and the survey had it as 1899. But we had enough news articles that we established that it was 1891. I mean, there's discussion of this house that's going to be built and then it is finished, and Kurt Etchingham at the museum couldn't find any evidence of any other house built for the Broughtons. So we're positive that 1891 is a good date. Then there was a news article that said architect H.G. Hodgkins was going to design the house. Now, whether he ended up designing it or not, I don't know, but and that was January of 1891, and then the other news articles, I think, were February of 1891. So we think that H.G. Hodgkins was the architect. So, and then in my mind, that's the basis. You know, that's got to go, that's got to be recognized first, you know, the information that supports being updated for the house, and then to me, all of this supports nominating the house for a significant property. So that's why I filled out the modification form because I thought, well, that's probably step one to verify and to share the info. So that's what I did.
So, I mean, in coming back to editing the database, all I've seen is that not in the code, but just on that form that things would be brought back to the commission for consideration on those changes. Obviously, this is a unique case because this is a commissioner bringing them back, but I'm not sure that I need any formal action, but unless I'm hearing any objections to those changes, I'll go ahead and try to I think I have a good guess of how I can make those changes in the database. So I'll go ahead and try to make them unless I hear any objections to that information. Jan's research seems well done, and I think that's what we'll do.
Makes sense to me.
Cool.
Thanks.
And, yeah. I'll keep you guys posted. Like I said, I'm curious, and I have a couple of leads on we use a GIS provider that does GIS work mapping. We hear that too here.
What's that?
UFO?
Probably.
Something. Well,
yeah.
Maybe who's ever generating all the noise can mute themselves.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to mute a line. Okay, I think we're back. Carl and Dave, just so you know, I muted you guys, but you can unmute yourself when you're ready to speak. I think what I'm going to try to do is we use a GIS company called MGP. They do GIS for tons of municipalities in the area. That's geographic information systems mapping. And they've done some projects with historic properties in the past. That's what I'm going to look into. I think it'd be a much more usable interface that is visual to see those homes. I think what it might lack is some of the search engine abilities, you know, searching for all properties in this year, all properties with this architect. And so that's some of the trade-off. But anyways, we'll start to think about that as I look around. That's all I have, Dave.
And one of the things that I anticipate, John, is I've got a change to our home in terms of its date. I've got some newspaper articles that predate the speak in terms of the home being constructed and then sold prior to the date that's listed on the survey. But I'll probably firm that up. We're going to do the plaque thing with the Historical Society. Probably do that process.
Okay.
I have to update mine too, which has a date wrong, no architect. And I've got all that information, including the original. Good. Blueprints.
Nice. Does anyone else have any other thoughts in this area or anything else they'd like to raise?
Yeah, I've got one issue. So go ahead.
I was just going to say that the next walk that we scheduled is July 24th for the Street of Dreams. And it's just been posted on the Historical Society Museum website. So that's all.
Okay.
Sorry, Brian. Right. Sorry.
No problem. Where are we in the process for nominating homes for the Historic Preservation Award? Does anyone know?
Yeah, I don't think we had come up with any homes that folks thought. So obviously, sounds like you've got some ideas.
Well, I mean, yeah, I have one idea, which is that house on the east side of Bonnie Bray on or about the 700 block. Someone can correct me and tell me it's really the 600 or the 800, but you know, that beautiful brick house with that they've totally redone and that now looks completely awesome, like that one.
I don't walk around this community as much as you
How about 825? Well, they did the whole front, took off the awning, did the garage.
It's a big multi-level brick house.
Yep. And 825 is one that came to us early pandemic for like front steps. They put a new garage in the back.
Yeah. Yep. It's 825. I mean, here, I'll not to hijack things, but I'll show it to you very briefly. Can everyone see my screen?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So
it's really nice.
This I think is an older picture, they've done a bunch to it. But that's the house. And it looks really great. And they did a ton of work, and I don't know the ins and outs of it. Maybe we would go and look at it and say they didn't do as much work as I think, or maybe we'd look at it and say they actually did something terrible that I'm somehow not perceiving. I haven't done a whole bunch of diligence. All I can say is it's a beautiful house. They've done a metric ton of work. And so it seems like an easy, at least plausible candidate for the award, subject to
a little
more.
What was the address?
825 Bonnie Bray.
Okay.
So I just wanted to throw it out there because I run by it all the time and I always think to myself, gee whiz, that house should win the Historic Preservation Award. So now I've made my view known.
Dave, you're muted, I'm sorry.
Do they need to send material in to us?
So I think we could do it. In the past, we've asked homes, we've invited homes to nominate, right? And so we could certainly do that. I'm not sure if everybody wants to take time to take a look at it. And then when we reconvene, you know, we could decide to make that invitation to them. You know, in the past years, pre-COVID and beyond, we were doing like the award in May. I mean, I don't know that there's, again, that's the commission's own arbitrary rules for its own process. We can do awards anytime you guys want to, or as we see fit with an invitation. So totally up to you guys. I'm also happy to send an invitation now or do whatever you'd like to do.
Yeah, I think the reason for May is, you know, probably decades ago, the National Trust for Historic Preservation decreed that May would be Historic Preservation. And I think a number of preservation agencies tend to use May as a focal point for awards and all that other stuff. I think that's kind of where that date came from. But given the fact that everything has been kind of delayed by lockdown due to COVID, why not our award process for a month or two? And to the extent that we want to invite them to provide some materials to us, I think that would be entirely appropriate, as well as anything else. Any other properties that people would see fit to include?
So do you guys want to take time to consider that or others? Do you want me to send an invitation to that property now? Do you want to tie a timeline to it or just send an invitation if they'd like to apply?
Just send an invitation, John. And are there any other thing that we're missing in the recent permits that have come up or a year ago permits that have come up? Hello?
No, we can hear you.
We're here.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure that I have an answer to that question. I mean, you know, in terms of certificate of appropriateness applications, you know, I definitely remember 825 Bonnie, like I said, from like early pandemic. A lot of the other ones over the last year have been windows. We did a couple of solar panels. You know, this is really the exterior renovation one that I can think of.
I got one. 755 William. She's on the corner at Chicago, Lydia Manning. And so she put on the addition that was along Chicago. It's the back of the house.
That's the one with the big garage, too, that doesn't really fit, though, right? Was that the big siding garage?
Yeah.
It's a four-car garage.
Yeah.
And solar panels.
But, yeah, she did solar panels on the south. But, yeah, the addition, you don't see it now real well because of the fence. But they worked in the addition. They used bricks from the, you know, they saved bricks.
Yeah, actually, you're right, Jan. The addition was sensitively done.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the garage.
Oh, God.
The garage.
Yeah, the garage.
But if we're not giving awards for garage, we're giving awards for additions and renovations. So that's worth considering as well, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought they did a nice job.
I can send invitations to both of those folks. Do we want to invite, you know, an open invite to the community as well to apply?
Sure.
Yeah, we always.
Great idea, John. Yeah.
We've done that in the past. Typically, it hasn't been super fruitful, but you never know. So we'll take a shot at that too. Okay, I'll put something together. Typically, we've given people, I don't know, somewhere between 30 and 60 days. I'll look what we've done in the past, but I'll give people some time and I'll get that put together.
Great. Much appreciated.
Sure.
Any other thoughts, questions, comments?
Hold on. The one, before we leave that item, the last meeting I shared one that Commissioner Forehand had mentioned. Give me one second to find that note from him. I'm looking at his note, and his was also in favor of 825 Bonnie Bray. So we got that covered. The only other item I have is the next meeting, which regularly would be scheduled the fourth Thursday is June 24th, and I will be out of town that week. So I'm wondering if we might do it the week before on the 17th, which is 3 weeks from now, or if we wanted to do it after the week of the 4th of July, or how you guys wanted to handle that. You know, looking at the schedule there.
The June 17th is the Thursday before.
June 17th is the Thursday before, correct? You know,
that's fine with me.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Works for me.
Okay.
Works for me.
I'll send a note on that as well. We'll be 1 week early in June on June 17th.
Excellent.
7 o'clock or 7:30?
7.
Oops. Okay. Sorry about that. It's 7:30 on my thing.
Unless I'm hearing from somebody that they want to adjust the meeting time.
No, that was just my bad.
We'll stay regularly scheduled at 7.
Translate the mountain.
My calendar says 7. I had 7:30 in my mind. Oh, dummy. All right.
Okay.
Well, that's why I got on the commission, so that I could always give you a quorum.
There you go. We appreciate that, Jim.
The secret's out.
Yeah.
I thought you did for the secret handshake.
Oh, that's right. I'm not official.
Okay. Then hearing nothing else, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
John?
Commissioner Sager.
Yes.
Commissioner Prestes.
Yes.
Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White.
Yes.
Chairman Franek.
Yes.
Thank you all. Much appreciated. You know where to find me if you need anything.